Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Oh, here we go. Afternoon session here from Dodge City. Here at Sluppy with you here on KNZA 103.9 FM, bringing you Donovan West's volleyball from the Class 1A D1 State Volleyball Tournament. Taking a look at the field for this evening. Flint Hills is the one seed at 37-2. Sylvan Lucanus is the two seed at 37-2. Pretty Prairie, the three seed at 36-4. Little River, the four seed at 35-4. Spearville is the 5 seed at 32-4. Donovan West is the 6 seed. They are 34-5. St. Francis is the 7 seed at 29-9. And Opie, they are the 8 seed at 24-15. Well, Donovan West will start off their day with Pretty Prairie at 3:30. Well, supposed to be 3:30. We're running a little bit late because our final match of the day went 3 sets. It's an exciting one. And also, after this 3:30 game, they'll take on Sylvan Lucas at 6:30. Followed by a game against St. Francis at 7:30. And this first matchup, a big one for Donovan West against the third-seeded Pretty Prairie. You need two wins to get to the state semifinal round going on tomorrow. So a win over the three-seed and the six-seed is, the three-seed, the seven-seed, the most likely, just on, purely on paper, not based on anything besides just the seeding. So if Donovan West wants to advance, their best opportunity is this one and their game against St. Francis. Now, take that for what you will. Is that everyone, as you get to the state tournament, things don't really matter in terms of the seeding and the records and all that. Just matters about winning and advancing to the state semifinals. And that's what Donovan West will try to do here in just a couple minutes. We'll send it to a break. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
When the rubber meets the road, get the best tire at the best price that works for you. Let Triple L Tire in Highland get you that tire, along with helping you get the miles with the best wheel alignment possible. And let Triple L Tire get your vehicle on a tire rotation schedule to maximize that tire investment. When it comes to tires, brakes, plus oil changes or alignments, let Triple L Tire help you out. Call 785-444-TIRE. Triple L Tire in Highland. Online at triplelTire.com.
KNZA.
Hey, Donovan West. Pretty Prairie, the three seed. Bulldogs, 36-4, seeking their first state title. Actually, everyone in this pool seeking their first ever state title. The Bulldogs were a perfect 16-0 at home this season, 6-1 on neutral territory. They're currently on a four-game winning streak. And finishing off the season, they were the number three team in the KVA ranking. And this entire season, they only lost 15 sets. As for Donovan West, as mentioned, they are the sixth seed at 34-5. As mentioned, they are also seeking their first state title. They only lost 16 sets this season, 9-1 on neutral courts. They're on a two-game winning streak after falling in the TVL tournament. They came back and won the sub-state tournament after a first-round bye. 11-1 in TVL play, as mentioned, falling to Hanover in the league tournament. In the sub-state tournament, they were able to defeat Onega in two sets in the semifinal round, 25-16, 25-19, and then defeated Centralia, which was in Centralia, in three sets, 25-11, 19-25, 25-19. Free Prairie going right to left across your radio dial. They're in their whites with their black shorts. As for Donovan West, they're in their blue uniforms with blue shorts. And here we go. Donovan West moving left to right. Then across by Reno. Couldn't get it down. And Reno digging this one out. And that's going to be out of bounds. Pretty Prairie gets the first point. Here on courts B. Just got done doing Jefferson County North. Flash 2A on court A. That was a lot of fun. Action continues here from Dodge City. The spike is down for the kill. It's Katie Johnson, the 5'10 sophomore. Getting things underway. It's pretty scary that she's just a sophomore because she plays like an upperclassman. She has been sensational all year long. One of the many reasons why this team has been so successful this season. Turn is cleaned by the Pretty Prairie libero, and they'll have to hit it over from beyond the attack line. Johnson sends that down for a kill, and it is 2-1, the West. Kara Johnson, also an excellent defender up the middle. Keep an eye on her all day, as that is down for a kill this time for Pretty Prairie. The Bulldogs get Bailey Young, first point of the day. Now serving will be Trinity Cruz, the 5'7 senior. Pretty Prairie head coach by Lori Young. The back line, taking that one out, was Weathersby. Good job by the libero Collins to get that one out. Playing that one to the back line to the West libero. Swipe from Reno, that one is blocked and back down to Donovan West side. And it is 3-2, Pretty Prairie. Another serve coming from Trinity Cruz. She has six seniors. Taking this up for Johnson, just trying to tip it down, unable to do so. Getting it up from beyond the attack line and getting it over is Bailey Young. Tap over for D. West, another opportunity for Pretty Prairie, and a good job with the back line with a dig. That was Weathersby once again. Setting this one up for a swipe for Young, and that one's down for a kill. Bailey Young, 5'10 senior. Three straight points for the Bulldogs. The back line returned cleanly by Weathersby, setting for up a little tap for Johnson. The tap back is too strong, goes to the west side. And they control. And they send it over. A swipe and a kill. Once again, it's Bailey Young. She entered this one with the most kills on the team with 395. Hit percentage of 372 and a kill percentage of 48%. How's that for efficient? 5-2, our score, Pretty Prairie. Four straight points. Turner's clean. Setting it up. A little tip over by Claire Cole. Nice dig. Sending it back over to D. West. Opportunity for Reno. Off the net and down for a kill. Using the net to her advantage was Tegan Reno, the 5'4 junior. Much needed point for the Mustangs to get back within two. Just barely getting over that. Nice serve but able to respond as they get a kill once again by Bailey Young. She has been fantastic. Start this first set. 6-3. Now serving is Julie Harbaugh, the 5'5 junior. To go to the near side once again with the serve. Setting this up for Weathersby. Gets the kill down on the far side. Back and forth we go in the early portion of this first set at 6-4, Pretty Prairie. Serve coming up for Katie Johnson, just barely getting the return on that one. And that one is down for a kill on the far side again, Bailey Young. She has been untouchable so far. Serve goes shallow, Brenna Eady all over it, the libero for Donovan West, and unable to get it down was Weathersby that time. It'll tip over from Hendrickson, head to the far side again. Here's a chance for Weathersby, a little bit too long on that try. Stuff to the net, but touching the net, and it'll be a point for Donovan West. It's a good block attempt, but it didn't matter because Hendrickson touched the net when she approached it. Serve coming from Claire Cole, the 5'5 senior. Set to the near side. Hendrickson got blocked. And they'll maintain possession. They'll just try to get it over, but it goes around the pole. Back-to-back points for D. West. 7-6. Cole, another serve. Down the middle. There's a set near side for Hendrickson. Blocked, but gets through and down. For a kill. And then Hendrickson is second on the team in kills with 225 entering today's contest. 7-6. It'll tip over and is hit right back to the West. And right back over to Pretty Prairie on the second try, and it's blocked back down to the West side for a point for the Bulldogs. A bit of a sloppy play on that try, but Pretty Prairie gets the point regardless. 9-6. Another return by Edie, setting up for Weathersby for another kill on the far side. A lot of one and dones here so far. Not a lot of long rallies in this match. We've been cruising along. We're already 16 points into set number one. Pretty Prairie, Donovan West. Full play, Class 1A D1 action from Dodge City here at United Wireless Arena. Here's a serve from Weathersby going to the far side. Set up for the middle, and that one is up against the net for Donovan West. Violation. Point for Pretty Prairie. Scoreboard accidentally awarded them 2 points, I believe, unless the scoreboard was wrong before. Blocked at the net, sporting over to the Pretty Prairie side. He's sending it over to the back corner. Cole gets it to Reno. Reno dinks it over. Good job by Pretty Prairie to be all over it. Set to the far side. Reno to the back corner. That one's too strong. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Keller. 12-7. Pretty Prairie leads Donovan West. First set here from Dodge City. Back in a moment here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
FM, KNZA.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud.
score 11-9, our score, pretty fairly leading. Donovan West by 2. Mustangs get a nice serve right out of the break from their libero, Brenna Eady, and they can't respond, can't get it over. Apologies for the technical difficulties on my end. 11-10 now our score. The West coming out strong, 3 straight points after trailing 11-7. Big swipe, but a good return by Weathersby. Tipped over by Reno and down for a kill. Little touch from the far side, just barely getting over the Pretty Prairie blockers, and we are tied. And return not very good, and somehow able to scramble to get it back over to Donovan West. Setting up for Johnson and gets the kill. The West crowd loving it. By the way, behind me, Little River taking on Spearville. Little River currently leading 11-10 in the first set. Little River being the 4, Spearville the 5. Setting it up, a little tip over. Good job by Reno to see that one coming. From beyond the attack line, Weathersby sends it over, but it's too strong and out of bounds. Pretty Prairie ties it back up 12-12. Expect us to be back and forth the rest of the way. Very close. Two very good teams. Very evenly matched. Two very similar playing styles as well. Here's a setup for Cruz, and that's a kill on the near side from the near side. The senior puts Pretty Prairie up by 1. Emma Hendrickson, the 5'8 senior attacker, serves this one away. Not a very good return. And Johnson just has to set it over to Pretty Prairie's side. But it's in a good spot because Pretty Prairie couldn't rally it. And they'll get the points. Not expecting to get a point after sending a free ball over, but they get it regardless. We are tied 13-13. Served by Johnson. Setting this one up for Young. Young can't get it down. D. West now tries to answer. Nice little tip. But Bulldogs were able to get there. Setting this one up for Reno. She gives it a swing. That one too strong, but still in play. Libero able to dig that one out. Now the U.S. another chance. Johnson goes for 1. Nice dig by Cruz, and she'll hit it over on the third try. Reno gets it right back after returning the previous hit from the Bulldogs. Now a tip down, but again, Donovan West all over it. Good rally from both these teams here. Nice block into that, but unable to get underneath it. It was blocked by the Bulldogs, but unable to get the points. 14-13. We'll tip over Johnson at the net, establishing her presence, but Young able to get a forehand shot over and down. We are tied 14-14. Cruz to serve once again. To the near side, return cleanly, setting this up for Johnson. That one is down for a kill. Hendrickson couldn't dig that one up. It goes into the stands. And it's 15-14 D West. Back up by 1. Served by Tegan Reno. Return by the libero for the Bulldogs. Slapped over by Stuckey. And Reno... Claire Cole couldn't get that one over the net. She puts it on top. Falls back down to the U.S. side, and we are tied 15-16. A lot of mistakes so far from both teams, keeping this one pretty evenly matched. Set to the near side. Johnson, too far to the near side. Her mistake by the sophomore, missing that one just a little bit wide. It's now 16-15, Pretty Prairie. Set to the far side. Nice swipe in down for a kill this time for Avery Weathersby. The 5'7 senior has been very active in this first set. Tied back up at 16. Johnson to serve. Turn is clean. The set coming up by Harbaugh. Just tipped over. Chance for Donovan West here. Free opportunity. The swipe is down for a kill. Weathersby goes to the far side this time. 17-16, Mustang lead. again, Johnson will serve to the back line. That is up, and it'll tip over, but a good job blocking that one was Milena. And that one at the net is into the net. D. West touching the net. That will go for Free Prairie. Apologies on the name. It's Milena Wettstein. 5'6" junior. Back line. Edie with the return. The swipe is blocked, but to the Bulldogs side, and Wettstein with the kill. 18-17 D. West. Cole to serve, and the senior puts it in the middle of the court, setting it up. A little touch over from Stuckey, couldn't get it down. Here's a swipe, Weathersby, and couldn't find it. Were the two blockers for Pretty Prairie, Detter and Hendrickson. D. West, another point on the kill from Weathersby. It's 19-17. Turned by the back line, return goes a little bit too far, but brought back in play for Pretty Prairie. Good dig, touched up to the net. To the Pretty Prairie side. That is up. Swipe on from Hendrickson. Returned by D. West. Chance for Weathersby. And Weathersby gets the kill. Cruz got a hand on it, but couldn't reel it in. It's 20-17 Donovan from the West, their largest lead of the set. We'll take a 30-second break back here in Dodge City in just a bit here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan West leads 20-17 over Pretty Prairie. Set number one. Jared Slubby back with you here from Dodge City. Nice little rally going for the Mustangs. I'll try to keep it going out of the break. Coach Young wanting to talk things over. Cole to serve it. 5'5 senior puts it in the air. Good dig. Nice serve by Cole. They just have to set it over. Free ball. Opportunity for D. West. Send to the far side. Good swipe from Wettstein, but couldn't get it down. D. West, another chance right here. It's blocked at the net. Weathersby couldn't get it down and just having to tap it over. And that one is out of bounds on an attempt from Emma Hendrickson. And it's 21-17. Doing to rack up the points here late in this set. Sending this to the near side for Hendrickson. That one gets through the blockers, but a good dig from Weathersby. She sends it over. It's blocked. And they're going to say it was actually blocked by the net and not the Bulldogs. So four hits. That makes it 21-18. Serve coming from Carlin Stuckey, the 5'4 senior. Set by Johnson, sent over to the Bulldog side. I'll just have to slap it over. Nice little tip over by Wettstein. Pretty Prairie was over it, though. Weathersby sends one, and that one, nice dig by Copper Collins, the libero for Pretty Prairie. Backwards set, and Wettstein partially deflected, kept alive briefly for the Bulldogs, and they do get it back over to the other side. Good rally for both teams here. And nice dig once again by Collins. Partially deflected into the far side. Weathersby again at that one. Again the back line, Collins. But they're going to say a lift is called against Collins. That was a fantastic rally between these two teams. Makes it 22-18 D. West. Weathersby to serve. The back line, Collins. Returns it, and we'll just have to send it over. Free ball coming. Tip set, and Wettstein is blocked. Gets to the Pretty Prairie side, though. partially deflected off the net on the try from Hendrickson. And Reno sends it over to the Bulldogs side. Partially deflected on a chance for the Bulldogs. Sent back over. Ducked down. Nice dig by Reno. Keep it alive. They're still going. And stuffed into the net by Hendrickson. And another point to D. West. What a dig. Again, it was the 5'4 junior making the play. It's 23-18. Nice dig to avoid an ace. And get it to the U.S. side. Send it to the far side. Reno swipes at one. Ball bat up in the air. And after rally, they do. Free ball. Set from Johnson. From beyond the attack line. Kept in play. Weathersby couldn't get it down. As that one goes wide and out of bounds against Cruz. Set point number one. There's a serve. It's a good one. And that's deflected and down. Nice kill that time by Trinity Cruz. Really needing that one. Keep this thing going. 24-19 now the score. Still have to win five of the next six to stay alive in set number one. Backward set. A nice job by Wettstein, but they're able to get another opportunity as that one is sent long by Cruz. And that is the end. 25-19. D. West comes out victorious in set number one. Sending to a 2-minute break. We'll come back in just a couple minutes. D. West wins set one here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance. Tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at GreenbeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
At Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, we have a very simple plan which could save you a lot of money tomorrow by spending a little time now. If something happened to you, would your family know what to do? Would final arrangements be made the way you would want them? We'd like to help. Call us today for a personal appointment to discuss your pre-planning needs. Chapel Oaks Funeral Home. Meaningful services to celebrate life.
Kansaland Radio.
With set number two, D. West to serve it. Here's a pass to the near side, deflected, D. West able to respond. And sending over a free ball in the third try. Setting this up down the middle for Young. And that's sent right over Young. Second try, and that one's down along the back line. A little bit too strong on the return for D. West, sending it over to the Pretty Prairie side. And they get the first point of the set. Donovan West winning set number one, 25-19. A little tip from Johnson, and Johnson tried to get it down, could not. Partially deflected. And Katie Johnson will send it over. Realize it's Johnson and Johnson. Kyra, 34. Katie Johnson, 21. Here is Katie sending it over. Bass sending it up for Young once again, and that one is down for her second kill of this second set. Bailey Young got off to a good start in that first set. The 5'10 senior then kind of went silent a little bit. That serve just barely getting over the net, and a good job on the dig by Brenna Eady. And they get it over, and pretty pretty unable to respond as that goes out of bounds off of the first hit on the return. So it makes it 2-1. The West trailing early in set number two, Reno to serve. Young will just set this one over to the U.S. side. Set by Kyra to her sister Katie, and that one's down for a kill. 2-2. Once again, a serve by Reno. That one dug on perfectly. Young can't get that one down this time. Sending to the far side for Weathersby, and that one is wide, but actually first I believe there's a violation before, so unable to get that one in. And it's 3-2, Pretty Prairie. Returned by Eady. Set is up by Kyra Johnson, and Weathersby gets it down, a little tip over from the far side over the net, over a leaping Bailey Young. Serve coming from Katie Johnson. Here's a set to the far side, and Young gets it to the back line. Katie Johnson is there. Weathersby just this little tip set over. Setting it up for Bailey Young down the middle, and that one is too strong this time. And Donovan West now leads 4-3. First lead of the second set. Katie Johnson with the serve. Turn is clean, set up backwards. They send it over with no issue. Backwards set by Kyra Johnson, and sending it up for Claire Cole. Gets the kill from the near side, going right down the middle. Makes it 5-3 D West. Return not very good, and that one is out of bounds. Return goes a little too strong and forces Young up against the net, and she tries to just punch it over, and she could not. So it's now 6-3, four straight points for Donovan West. Backward set, Young partially deflected. Katie Johnson has it back line. Backward set, Cole just tips it over. Little setting up for Young, and that one deflected and down for a kill. Weststein couldn't get to that one. Makes it 6-4. Weathersby up front with Weststein and Kyra Johnson. Turn is barely getting that one, but they are good to go as Weathersby is blocked. And they get sent down to the earth for a block for Pretty Prairie. 6-5. A couple of points in a row now for the Bulldogs after losing four straight. Third goes to the far side, and Eady, a bad return. That's going to be an ace. Meanwhile, the other court, Spearville, won set number one. They're leading set number two, 5-2 against Little River. Little River, the 4 seed, and Spearville, the 5 seed. And Weststein sends it over from the far side on the return. Hit over by Stuckey for Pretty Prairie, picked over by Weathersby. Nice dig by Young to keep it alive, and they'll just set it over. Trying to scramble. Weathersby an opportunity. That's blocked. Kept alive, though. Sent over to Pretty Prairie's side. Setting this up, and a little tip to the backside by Hendrickson. Donovan West all over it. Push to the far side from the U.S. And now a chance for the Mustangs. That's deflected. Weathersby. This is tip it over to Pretty Prairie's side. Good defense on this rally from the Bulldogs, and they get awarded with a kill. Hendrickson gets it down. And 2 or 3 blocks during that rally for Pretty Prairie. And they get the point, and they now lead it, 7-6. Eady with a good return this time, set to the far side, and is punched over by Weststein. Here's the bump, and a chance now for Hendrickson to the back side, but D. West ready for it. Weathersby falling to her left, gets set down for a kill to the back near side from the far right side. We are tied 7-7. Serve coming from Claire Cole. to the middle. Miscommunication is just avoid the ace. Nice little tip over by Hendrickson over the leaping defender for D-West. D-West pretty conservative in terms of their blocking up front. Sometimes they'll go two, but most of the time they go up with one blocker. Almost a serve. Nice dig on the far side. They do get it over. That was Reno got it. They'll send a free ball over to D-West. Tyra Johnson to Weathersby. Blocked at the net. Kept alive on the Mustang side. Just tipped over by Kyra Johnson. Nice dig to keep it alive. Good awareness by the Bulldogs. And that's tipped down at the net by Hendrickson. Just trying to sneak it over and not having it. For the Bulldogs, it's now 9-7. Right down the middle. Edie can't get to it. It's an ace. Set number two, Jonathan West winning set one. Here in set two, Pretty Prairie leads Jonathan West 10-7. Another short serve. Edie is able to get through that time. Will tip over by Kyra Johnson, and they are ready for it. Chance for Weathersby, deflected and out of bounds for a kill. Weathersby gets one that time. She has been stuffed at the net quite a bit the past few points. She gets that one through, and she'll go ahead and serve it now. Up 10-8. Excuse me, trailing 10-8. Set to the near side, a chance from Cruz. D-West is ready for that one, but they're going to send a free ball over to the back line. This is Collins on the return. Hendrickson partially blocked. D-West once again, tough time getting up close to the net on their tries, but a free ball converts into a point for D-West. Missed opportunity there from Pretty Prairie. They were gifted a free ball, but they couldn't capitalize. 10-9. Jonathan West could tie it with a point here. Set up to the far side, partially deflected and down for a kill. That was Leah Denner, the 5'5 junior. Copper Collins, the 5'4 senior on the serve, returned cleanly. Weathersby blocked, but it falls down on the Bulldogs' side for a kill. Weathersby, a good job of getting that in a good spot from, again, beyond the attack line. Just grazing over the net on this serve from D-West as they trail 11-10. Getting it over. Mustangs opportunity. Johnson blocked at the net, and she'll just have to hit this one over after the block. Set up for Hendrickson. She stuffed at the net. Katie Johnson, the 5'10 sophomore, ties this game up at 11. Serve coming by Brenna Edie, the libero. It'll tip over to the west side. Johnson to Johnson, and that connection will work. Not a kill, but a lift against the Bulldogs after a nice tip down by Katie Johnson, forcing Bulldogs to scramble, and they couldn't get it over. Again, it's a lift. So Jonathan West now leads 12-11. Set by Collins, and they'll just set it over to D. West. Tyra Johnson to Reno, and they, well, they got a whistle here, miscommunication between the two officials, and they're going to say that, well, the near side official says that it is going to be Pretty Prairie points. Coach Keller not disputing it, so we'll go ahead and move on from there. Jonathan West still leading 13-12. Set is up to Weathersby from me on the attack line. A nice attempt. And tip over, by the way, correction on the scoreboard. Get it to you in just a bit. Pops up in the air. Set by Cole. And it's set over by Katie Johnson. Setting this one up for Young. And that one is down for a kill. Late call by the officials, but it is down. It's a near side official. So it is now 13-12 Pretty Prairie. They had the score incorrect. It was 12-12. Now it's 13-12. And the Bulldogs will serve it. Emma Hendrickson, the senior, goes to the back line. Returned by Weathersby. And a nice kill. Going Johnson to Johnson. Tyra the assist. 80 the kill. Such a deadly combo all season long. And now serve coming up by Kyra Johnson. Steps to the near side, Young, and that one is out of bounds. Missed it wide. Young being very aggressive here in the second set. Early portion of the set, she was connecting on everything. She kind of got rotated out, so she's cooled off a little bit. She missed that time. It's 14-13 Donovan West, almost an ace. And Young will send it over on the third try with just a forearm hit from just outside the net. Reno hits it over to the side of Pretty Prairie, setting this up for Young, and that one is down for a kill. It was to Kyra Johnson, but she couldn't field it. That ball was blasted down. We are tied 14-14. Coach Keller having to go get that one. So it'll be the senior, Trinity Cruz, serving it away yet again. 14-14. Set to the back line. Set for Kyra Johnson. Going up is Cole to get that one. Bulldogs ready for it. Young sends one. That one, nice dig by Weathersby. Cole tips it up over. A good job of digging that one out, but Young touches the net as she swiped it over. It was a fantastic dig by Trinity Cruz, but it's all for naught. Taking Reno now to serve it. She'll go to the back line. Turn clean. Young just tried to tip it over, and a missed hit by Kyra Johnson. Hit her knuckles, went straight down to the earth. And we are tied yet again, this time 15-15. That's a service error. That one was by Jolie Harbaugh. 5-5 junior gives Donovan West the lead back. Katie Johnson to serve. In the middle of the court, almost an ace. Fantastic job scrambling. And just do get it over the Mustangs' side. Weathersby partially deflected out of bounds, but down for a kill. This is one of those matches where a two-point lead feels very big. Here's a set to the near side. That one is long and out of bounds on the try from Leah Detter. A timeout called by Coach Young. It's 18-15. Donovan West up by 3. We'll send it to a break. You're listening to Class 1A D1 Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan West leading Pretty Prairie 18-15 in set number 2 after winning set number 1, 25-19. Jared Sluppy with you, United Wireless Arena, Dodge City, Kansas. Class 1A D1 State Volleyball Tournament. Here's a set from Harbaugh, sent over to the west side. Weathersby just tries to tip it over, goes around the pole and out of bounds. Weathersby on that far side has been blocked quite a few times, but just trying to tip it over. Unable to do that, unfortunately, this time. So it's 18-16. Big point for the Bulldogs out of the break. Kyra Johnson back set to Weathersby, and that one from the near side is wide as well. Couple of missed hits by Weathersby. It's now 18-17. Smart timeout there by Lori Young, head coach of Pretty Prairie. A serve almost an ace, and the return goes over to the Pretty Prairie side. However, D.U.S. does get it back. Pressure deflected. Bulldogs will have to scramble to get a free ball over. Here's a set by Kyra Johnson to Weathersby. Pressure deflected. Kept alive by Pretty Prairie. And again, just sending a free ball over. Johnson to Wettstein. Can get that one down. A good try, keeping it alive. And now Weathersby from beyond the attack line on the far side gets it to Pretty Prairie. Hands him down the middle for Hendrickson. That one goes wide and out of bounds. Make it 19-17. Mustangs lead by 2. Cole to serve. from the far side, hit up in the air, and hit over by Stuckey. Picked up, and Wettstein tries to get down, could not. He tipped it back over. Another try for Weathersby, just tipping that one down. That one's good. That one had to have felt good for Avery Weathersby, the 5'7 senior. Makes it 20-17. Claire Cole with the serve. Passing to the near side. Hendrickson gets that one for a kill. Edie couldn't field that one. Makes it 20-18. Carlin Stuckey, the 5'4 senior for Pretty Prairie, to serve this one. Return is good from Cole, set from Kyra Johnson to Weathersby, tries to dunk it down, and somehow rallying, but it's going to be a lift against the Bulldogs. Coach Young not happy about that, saying that it was a closed fist that was able to knock it up in the air, but not going to get the call. It's 21-18, Donovan West. 4 points away from winning this match. Here's the set from Kyra Johnson. And riding the nets was Wettstein's try, but it goes over to the Bulldogs' side, and they were able to return it. Dunked down by Reno. This one also responded to by Pretty Prairie. Slapped over by Cruz. U.S. still over that one to the back line, and out of bounds on the return. Stuckey could keep it in play, and it's 22-18, and the U.S. fans can start feeling it right now. And timeout is called. We'll take one as well. Step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan West leads 22-18, 3 points away from winning the match. Meanwhile, behind us, Little River is trying to even up in sets as they lead 21-18 over Spearville, with Spearville winning set number one. Donovan West to serve out of the break. And here it comes, left to right, Weathersby. And partially deflected, and a kill. Fantastic response out of the break by Trinity Cruz. It's 22-19. Pretty Prairie trying to get a rally together here. Into the back middle, returned by Cole. That's to Reno. Reno can't quite get that one down. Good job by Collins digging that one out. Down the middle, Hendrickson, and that one is out of bounds. It was not touched up. It's 22, make that 23-19. Serve beautifully done. Just grazing the net, but they're able to get it over. And Edie and Cole, miscommunication. Can they scramble to get it over? They can. Wow, that was very well done, keeping it alive. Here's a set near side, and Edie cannot keep this one alive. And it's 23-20. Hendrickson to serve it. Going to the middle. Return clean from Weathersby, setting this one up. Johnson to Johnson. Can't get that one down. Another try from Johnson after it was blocked. To Pretty Prairie. Young can't get that one down. Hit up in the air. Kyra Johnson sets this one over to Pretty Prairie. Set to the near side. Here is Cruz. Can get that one down. Set up for Reno from the far side. Good dig. Keeping it alive. Trying to scramble. And they do so very well. Keep it alive. Edie on the return. Kyra Johnson. We'll be on the attack line. Weathersby. And we'll keep going. Whistle behind us. Return by Cole. Good rally. Scrambling. Keep it alive. There's a set to Young. That's blocked and down. What a block. Once again by Katie Johnson, the 5'10 sophomore, gives a match point number one, 24-20. The serve to the back line, returned by Collins. Set to Young, and she'll slap it over. Edie on the return. Set to the far side, and Reno gives it a shot. That one returned cleanly. but they'll send a free ball over to the back line. Kyra Johnson gets that one to Katie, tipping it over. But there to return it is Harbaugh. Slapping it over is Cruz. Setting that one up backwards, hitting it over. Chance for Pretty Prairie now. Setting it up once again for Cruz, running the net. Nice dig, keeping it alive. Still going. And they get it over. We're still going. D. West gets it back. Here's Reno just sending it over. Free ball opportunity for the Bulldogs. Young, another nice dig for D. West. On the floor, that was Johnson. Up the middle, Young. That one is dug out by Kyra Johnson. And just setting it over. What a rally. 24-20, D. West with the lead. And that one is sent long. Out of bounds by Trinity Cruz. D. West wins. 25-19, 25-20. Wow. What a way to end it. That was an exciting finish. Match number one in the books for D. West. Just one win away from advancing to the semifinal round tomorrow. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll come back with some post-game analysis here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today. Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, thank Stonebarger Electric.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life. Just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Grain Belt Insurance. Online at GrainBeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Jonathan West wins their first match of the afternoon, 25-19, 25-20. Jared Sluppy back with you from Dodge City, wrapping up this one. And Donovan West and Pretty Prairie is a very competitive match the whole way through. Some late rallies from the Mustangs let them pass their first match in pool play. So after that, they would just need one more win, and they will clinch a spot in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon. Taking a look at the schedule. Coming up next is Sylvan Lucas and St. Francis at 4:30, Pretty Prairie and St. Francis at 5:30, followed by Sylvan Lucas and Donovan West at 6:30, then Donovan West take on St. Francis at 7:30, and that will conclude Donovan West Day, and then Sylvan Lucas taking on Pretty Prairie. That will be at